There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Hey, it's the only thing I run. What can I tell you? Yesterday ran with my trusty OSH paddle holster, which I have for every gun I own. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. One of the things we used to do when I was in the martial arts was we used to train to fight multiple opponents. Fighting multiple opponents is a different thing than fighting one. Whole different mindset. Things got to happen in a certain order. They got to happen a lot quicker. You have less time to make a lot of decisions. I don't know how this applies in the gunfighting world, so I went to one of the trainers that I know and trust, and I went to the Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute and once again pulled him in from his very busy day when he's not riding a bike or putting in another five batteries into his battle wagon or whatever he's doing. Joined again from MDFI in Michigan by Eric Utrecht, the track. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I get more and more okay every day.
Well, good to hear.
Is that even grammatically correct?
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay, all right. Very good. Thank you. I appreciate it. When you're out there training people, you've got people at various levels of expertise. With somebody that gets, say, to the advanced level, when do you start talking to them about them? I mean, it's nice to sit around and train for the active shooter scenario where there's just the one guy. But as we saw in Las Vegas, that's not always the case. Sometimes there's more than one guy. So do you guys, like with you, you've been around, you've trained with a bunch of different people, you've seen a bunch of different scenarios, but have you always trained with that kind of idea in mind that you might be dealing with more than one shooter?
You know, it's funny you ask that question. The reality with that scenario, just like when we teach our home defense shoothouse class, is that we have a lot of the students feel they're taken aback when they look at the size of the house or the structure, because there's so many different rooms, there's so many different hallways, and they're thinking, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to run through this thing after we teach them the basics, and they're going to be doing room to room. But the funny part is that at one point in the lesson plan, we say, well, we've just taken care of this room, and look, there's a door that goes into another room. Well, what are we doing? And everybody's like, it's just a new room. It's just another room. And so if you break things down like that, one assailant is bad enough. Multiple assailants are worse. But each assailant is just another threat, and they're going to be dealt with exactly the same as the first threat. What changes is the ability of the shooter to problem solve before taking action. Whether that's a few milliseconds or they actually have time to really think out what they're going to do, they have to analyze things like the distance from me to the different threats, the weapons that the different threats have. If one individual has a baseball bat and the other has the artificial reach of a handgun, we can automatically start to war game in our head saying, well, I'm going to draw this gun, and the guy with the baseball bat's 10 feet away and the guy with the handgun's 15 feet away, I'm probably going to try to go for the guy with the handgun because his artificial reach can reach out and touch me just like mine can touch him. And then I'll try to follow up with quick shots to the second assailant that has a kinetic energy weapon. So really, We teach every single day to deal with single or multiple attackers. It's just going to be to the point where the student, the shooter, the responsible citizen is going to need to make sure that their operating system between their ears can tackle the problem. And that's really what said. That's the weapon. That's the weapon that we all have. A tool is the handgun. The weapon is the mind. And we've got to really sharpen that to make sure that the tool isn't dull.
So basically you're saying you got to prioritize when you're looking out there. This and really the whole supposition that you're dealing with more than one shooter, this is the reason why everybody teaches the student to sweep left and right after they've engaged a target, right?
Well, you start to get into physiology, and people, you hear about auditory exclusion, tunnel vision. You know, one of the first time that I was ever in a two-way gunfight in Iraq in Kirkuk in 2004, we had some individuals trying to shoot at some C-130s that were trying to make some combat landing and takeoff. And we ended up trading some rounds across the perimeter. And I had a SAW machine gunner, one of my machine gunners, who fired about 57 rounds right next to my head while we were engaging. And it was at the, you know, the point of the end of it where I said, "You're shot." You know, I said, "Were you shooting?" And he said, "Yeah." And I, you know your protection, know nothing. And so I can say with firsthand experience that auditory exclusion happens. And so the reality is all that's designed to do, and we've had people that have said it's a good idea, that have backed up the down scan assess, as we call it, or after shooting actions. We've had people that say, "Well, why? I mean, things are going to be obvious. You might have more people." And it's one of those, what that after shooting action to look around your environment and break away from those sites is to get you to start to basically jumpstart the brain again and look around, because you might be sucked in to this person or dog or, you know, humpback whale, whatever it was that was trying to take your life, probably had your utmost attention. And you have to realize, okay, there might be more in my environment that can do me harm. So what gets dangerous is when people do it as an afterthought and they're doing what we call the tactical head flip, and they're not looking for anything. So what we do is we do little drills to make sure that people are actually looking. And the most important thing is we tell our students, you know, you do a repetition, you get a threat command, which is the biggest cheat in the firearms training world, is because we're giving the student the threat. In real life, the student has to know when constitutional use of force allows them to draw a lethal weapon and to use it. And so that's one of the, that's another discussion for another day. But what we want them to do is get their rounds, get their gun up into play quickly, get their rounds on target accurately and quickly. And then we tell them, we will wait for you. You guys take as much time as you need to look around your environment, make sure the scene is safe, and your firearm goes back to the holster with no speed whatsoever, because we don't care, because the gun's going back when your scene is safe. And in reality, just as you guys were touching on earlier in the show with dealing with law enforcement, you may not be putting that gun back in the holster, because you're going to have guys, good guys in blue showing up. You're probably going to be grounding that weapon. You're probably going to be put in handcuffs. And you're going to have some questions asked. And that's okay, because those guys are showing up to a scene that they have no idea what's going on. And they're going to figure out that you were the good guy and you were doing the right thing. So, yeah, we're huge on taking your time and breaking away from what just happened and look around your environment.
I'm being asked to thank you for your letter you sent to Senator Mike Green.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I have seen recently where citizens have been holding bad guys at gunpoint. The cops have been arriving, and the citizen begins backing away after the cops get on top of the guy, puts his weapon away, and the cops don't jump on top of him.
I'm
waiting for that as a punchline, you know, but that's not happening. I guess as it's becoming more and more, it's proliferating more and more, they're beginning to see more of this out in the street. You know,
You're right, and that goes with things other than carrying a firearm. There's a great, I think one of the examples you're talking about, there was an individual that saw an assailant attack someone with a knife, took a swing with a knife.
Hang on. We're going to break. We'll get back to that. We'll tell that one after we get back. MDFI, Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute. If you're in their general vicinity or you want them, go check them out. We'll be right back. My guest, Eric Utrecht. on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co. The first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You should check out the Scorpion line. If you've never seen the Scorpion line, here's the Scorpion AR-15 magazine with a paddle. Held together, it's heavy-duty kydex held together with with a parachute cord and pulling the magazine out of the Scorpion pouch and come out and go forward and backwards. Got a nice soft fuzzy lining on it so it's not making any noise. Check them out. They are moving along. TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from MDFI, Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute, is Eric Utrecht, Dutrecht, if you will. I'm being asked, when you have these shoot houses, do you which classes actually get to participate in the shoot house?
Well, the our home defense shoot house class is the culmination of our curriculum, and it's a multi-tiered program that starts with the fundamentals of trigger control, sight alignment, with our carbine basics, and our favorite class called You Suck, It's Not the Gun, which is probably our most popular class by far. It's a good one. It's a fun one.
Yeah.
And basically, in order to come to the shoot house, you have to have graduated with your particular defensive tool, whether it's a shotgun, a rifle, or a handgun. You have to have graduated from every single class to attend the shoot house. There are schools out there that will let anybody come to a 360-degree environment shoot house, and that is not good. We see people that are incredible, incredible shooters on the static firing line, and then they go into what we call vapor lock in the house, because it's not about shooting at this point in time. You just come to the shoot house with a gun on. It's a problem-solving course, and so we need to make sure that the students have all of their manipulation down, their low-light skills, their low-light techniques, their moving techniques, their cover and concealment techniques, to make sure that they are good to go so we can teach them on problem-solving in the real world. So that's a great question. You can find everything on the website, and it actually will have every course has the prerequisites listed, so they're right there.
And I mean, I've got another question I need to ask you, but I want to ask you this before I ask you the next question. That's really what you just described is really the shortcoming a lot of schools may have, where all they have are the facilities to fight multiple opponents are much different than just your regular self-defense facility where you're engaging a target that's dead ahead and that's it.
Right.
And that's the static shooting position you're talking about. Getting into a situation where you're, a lot of people are probably constrained from teaching people how to do that, except having targets pop up in front of them, dead in front of them, or engaging multiple targets, or walking left, walking right, because
sure.
They don't have that safe capacity to do 360 degree fire, do they?
And that's just it. You know, the average shooting range for those people that are especially in a urban environment, they might have that indoor shooting range with 10 shooting lanes, and they probably can't even draw from concealment or even draw from a holster, so they're limited, but they can still go and practice their fundamentals, their sight alignment, their trigger control, and they can shoot bullseyes, which is a very valuable skill, because if you can't shoot a tiny little group when things are hunky-dory, you're going to have a hard time shooting accurately when things are bad. But it's really funny if you think about it, because how do we shoot? We want to shoot oriented to the target. So you can go out to the range and you can do drills where you're standing 180 degrees from the target and get a threat command, and with a simple pivot, orient yourself to the threat. And although you are still shooting on a static one-way range, you can maximize the movement that you can get, so you're pretending that the bad guy was behind you and all of a sudden you heard that commotion. So you have to you gotta make do, because the bad guys are doing it live every single day. They don't care about the four life safety rules of firearms handling, and we're the only ones with our hands tied. So the best that we can do to simulate, and I hate using that word, but that's what we got to do in a lot of cases. We're going to make the best of it, and then when we have the opportunity to take a 360 degree class, definitely jump on it.
Yeah, that there's always been two shortcomings to playing for me in 360 degree training, and that's. One, I can't watch the guy going in front of me. That just doesn't work, because whoever's taking somebody through there, you probably got an instructor wearing plates and everything else running behind them and making sure that they're doing, I guess, stuff not to kill themselves while they're doing it, I guess, you know, for the
sure.
Uninitiated. But the other thing is that, you know, it's you're in a class, but it's all happening individually, and you've got to be... I would think preferably you would want that kind of training to basically be underground with an open top, sort of like a theater, wouldn't you?
The location that we used to use was the Alliance Police Department training facility in Alliance, Ohio. Joe Wire is the manager out there and a great guy. Due to some financial issues with the city, we weren't able to go out there this year, so we're going to be going to the site in Illinois. Both of them are above-ground shoot houses that have reinforced walls with an amazing catwalk over the top. The benefit is, after a student does go through, we're not going to let them cheat by seeing what's happening, but after they've gone through on a specific run, they can go up top with their PPE on, and they can actually watch and learn, and it's very important to learn from others' pros and cons of their skills and go, man, I see what worked, I see what didn't work, and then the next time make some small adjustments. And if that's what saves your life, then when something goes bump in the middle of the night because you saw somebody mess up against a, you know, a reactive target that had a balloon in its head, that might save your life when someone's really in your home that wants to do you harm. So, yeah, it's valuable learning environments for sure.
The other question I'm being asked is, does MDFI do training, sort of like contractor training, where you're using teams and maybe going into the shoot house to, you know, having three people doing a dynamic entry and that kind of thing?
Great question. No, quite simply. We end the curriculum at our home defense class, which is single-person and two-person runs only. And the two-person runs are done so that the students get a feel for what it's like to have two armed people in the same space with live rounds going off around them to simulate a significant other, or you're out with a good friend and you're both armed, responsible citizens, and you actually now know how to communicate and move without getting into someone else's shooting lanes and dealing with multiple threats. We always say that our goal at MDFI is to get people to a point where they no longer need us. And for a class like that, that's where we would be happy to give you a recommendation. And if you really want a great opportunity, Pat Rogers does amazing shoot house classes just like what is being asked down in Alliance, Ohio, live fire shoot houses and UTM, so you can experience what happens when you chicken wing that arm out around a corner and some instructor puts a UTM round into your elbow. You'll start to really wake up and think about your angle. So that would be my recommendation right there.
I could think of some people that I would love to send into that, because most people don't even think about that. They've seen so many pictures of so many of their people that they idolize doing it a different way. They don't think about that. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from MDFI, Eric Utrecht, the Trek. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co, BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Administratively, whoever my man is on the board, you don't have to take it away just because I'm talking. I like you. My timing got messed up then. I'm just hurting emotionally now. Joined from MDFI by Eric Dutrecht. Utrecht. I'll do that for you, and you can have like a ringtone. It can just, every time your phone rings, it'll just go Dutrecht.
You know what? I'm going to take you up on that.
You like that?
I do.
Does it need to be an iPhone or an Android ringtone?
I'm happy to say that I do not have an Android anymore, so iPhone it is.
iPhone, okay. Yeah, that's a little more involved, but I can do it. I can do it. I can do it, like Spicoli. Anyway, I'm also being asked, do you do classes outside of Michigan?
Oh, we certainly do. We actually have a very busy year this year. We're going to be teaching in Texas. We've got a Texas class already on the website that's open for registration. North Carolina in the fall, it's up on the site. We're aiming for Arizona, a less lethal and emergency casualty care class in California, and I think a couple others. And then Illinois, of course, for our shoot house class.
You know, I think of the region where you're at. Like, I didn't know Pat Rogers was in Ohio. I thought he was in Florida.
He travels to the Alliance Shoot House. That's where he does his shoot house class.
Okay. Well, I thought he might, just because of Panteo Productions. Isn't that where they do most of their filming?
I believe it is down south, correct.
Yeah. But when I think about your region, you know, like Michigan, I know Michigan is a good gun bastion. It's got a lot of great gun owners there. Doesn't surprise me that you do your MDFIs there. But that region is actually fairly well known for its training, even in Illinois, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many great regional instructors all over the country, and of course, you know, the nationally known instructors. We're very blessed to have so many friends nearby, for sure.
That just it always kills me that Illinois is like a fortress defense, and some other people that I know about up there. But anyway, back to the multiple opponent thing. How is the multiple opponent training? Is this where training is going to go? I mean, given the world we live in today, is this where you would foresee training going? Is this something that a lot of trainers are looking at and saying, we need to make allowances for this? We need to start thinking about how we're going to do this.
Sure. I think there's plenty of news stories that we're seeing, and I'm sure there's far many that we are not hearing about because of our wonderful media, where good people are going up against multiple opponents. But as the challenge goes, there's so many other things to teach. And multiple opponents, as I mentioned before, is nothing more than engaging a target, except there's just going to be multiples of them. So you're going to have to work on problem solving more than the fundamentals. Now, there are things that you have to deal with, like how do you transition between target number one and target number two without violating, you know, the safety issues that are inherent with all the people that might be out there in public. Are you going to go muzzle up? Are you going to go muzzle down? Are you going to swing your eyes from target one to target two first, which would be a good idea to see if there's any innocence in between, where then you can just do a really quick transition from target one to target two without having to take the muzzle off the horizontal plane. This is all past the guns of the shooting portion. This is all the problem solving. Especially Aaron, who you've had on the show, the stuff that he's doing right now, active shooter, and just his style of teaching. People are doing it. They're teaching multiple targets. They're teaching active shooter scenarios. But make sure that you have a good foundation, because if you try to go to a class where you're going to be really ramping up the speed and ramping up different shooting positions and dealing with especially live opponents, I saw the questions about UTM. When you're dealing with live opponents that think and bob and weave and move just like you can, if your shooting ability is not there, and unfortunately we see that a lot where people jump into training that they're just their foundation, their fundamentals aren't sound enough, and we usually pull them aside and say, hey, you know, thanks for coming out, but I would suggest you take a step back, work on those fundamentals, and then come back to where you're at now, and you should see a marked improvement. And we do. When we see people do that, we see a huge improvement, and they get a lot more out of their further training, especially at a shoot house class where, you know, now they can actually enjoy the training versus looking at their target, and they completely missed half their shots at room distance because their fundamentals weren't there, and they were trying to do their fundamentals that they were weak on while shooting on the move, trying to dig their corners, trying to break the room down and survive a really bad situation. So, yeah, you're going to see it, and I think we've been seeing it for a long time. It's just now coming, the media stories are now coming and matching up with what instructors have been teaching for a long time.
Now, you know, when I was in the military, we did all of that stuff, and we did it a lot, but we did it without any ammo. We did it without blanks. We did it just because 99% of that stuff is movement.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, is that something, I mean, with in the commercial world, okay, when I was in the military, nobody was saying, hey, we know you think this is a waste of time, but come on, bear with us. Nobody ever told me that. They just said, we're going through it again. And we did it again and again and again and again until we got it down. In the commercial world, in the world in which you occupy now, is that viable? Is that something you can do? Or do you have to have the right group of students that understand the need to do that kind of thing?
Yeah, and absolutely. Even when we get 14 veteran students down at the shoot house class, we say, guys, we need to seriously talk about the why of what we're doing. Why in the heck are you going to move from what we call the known, your bedroom, wherever it is you fall asleep at night, where you have your defensive weapon on the nightstand or propped up against the wall or in that really cool wall safe that's been going around Facebook where you push the button on the painting and it pops a rifle out or something like that. That's the known. That's a safe area. And you hear a bump in in the middle of the night. And now, what would make you want to go out into the unknown where this person may not have home court advantage, but they're out there waiting from where you're at? So having a plan of barricading in place is great, but then you get the people that are like, I have kids, I have guests, I have a reason to leave, my cat. I really care about my cat. I got to go out there and make sure the cat's okay. We're not going to tell them they're right or wrong, so you need to have a plan. Well, even though these guys are veteran shooters, we're not about to let them loose into the shoot house live fire. We start off every run, every day one in the shoot house with empty guns, and we do the movements. We teach them the movements, and then we start to building blocks. You know, we crawl, then we walk, and then we run. And then by the end of day two, they're doing it live fire, two-man runs against reactive targets, multiple rooms, but we certainly don't start them out there. And even with doing a lot of dry runs, the last time we taught a shootouts class, 14 students got 27 live runs in the house, which is huge for a two-day class.
Yeah, it is.
We'll do it. We're not going to let them move on until they are ready. And if you don't have the movement down, if you can't get your feet together just by doing the movement, I'm not about to let you start pulling the trigger while you're walking, trying to figure out where you need to be in the room, especially when my partner Keith Denman or any other student happen to be nearby. And that's just the way it is. But we guarantee you, by the time you're done, they'll be doing all of it without having to be told. And that's the awesome thing, is to watch how people progress.
Coming up on the last break, don't want to get you started on something else and have to interrupt it. It is quite the rarity to go into a class like what Eric teaches and do multiple live runs with live ammo. Most of the time that's reserved for people that have worked together for a long time. So either he's got some students that assimilate really quick, or he's a good instructor. And you can find out more about that at MDF. What is the website for MDFI?
TrainMDFI.com.
TrainMDFI.com. We'll be right back. Finish this up on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from MDFI, Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute, is Eric Utrecht, or Detrek. I'll be working on that later on today. Ringtones will be available from MDFI.
Very short. That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, one thing that I'm gathering from all of this is that anybody who wants to train to fight multiple opponents is probably going to be somewhat of a... This is not going to be the beginner, is it? This is going to be somebody with a little bit of training behind them, whether it's from you or maybe ex-military, something like that, law enforcement, that kind of thing.
Sure.
That's really because of the safety factor, isn't it? Because when you get into multiple shooting, it becomes less about how fast you are and more about how smart you are.
Well, you're going to see a lot of active military, active law enforcement, ex-military, ex-law enforcement, and I'll tell you what, when it comes to responsible citizens, when we have a law enforcement officer in class that's active duty, we're very happy to say that, we've had quite a few of our classes that have been approved through, NCOLS, which is basically law enforcement certified, so cops can now use the department dime to come on out and train with us. But we always ask the law enforcement officers and military guys, hey, how do the rest of the students stack up against your peers? And every single time, the law enforcement officers said, oh, these students, these Joe civilians, can outshoot anybody that works with me. And I think that's awesome. It's very flattering to hear, but it's also kind of scary because we need to get the best training available to our guys that are in harm's way every day. But all we're looking for as far as criteria go is have they demonstrated themselves as a responsible person who can live and abide by, not just know, but live the four life safety rules. They have a solid head on their shoulder, and they're willing to train. And if they can meet the prerequisites and build themselves up and build their foundation into a solid foundation, they can come to any one of our classes. It doesn't matter if you're military, law enforcement, or whatnot. If you have the right prereqs, you can attend, period.
Well, I would think anybody that actually shows up to any training class has got their head on right. They've got the right motivation and everything. It's just that that whole hand-eye coordination thing that comes into play that I'm sure you have to watch out for.
Well, and you're absolutely right. There are two different types of people when it comes to a gun, and that is the person that just owns a gun. And when they miss a shot, they look at the gun like it's the gun. You've played tennis or racquetball with this type of person. They look down at the racket, and they're looking for a big hole because they missed the ball. And that's, you see people like that. They look at the gun, and they go, what the heck is going on with this gun? And then you have people, what we all should strive to be, and that's someone that is one with the gun. And I know it's cliche, but they're the people that they're hardwired. Their brain and that gun are hardwired together, and the only thing that they need to learn now is to better run the gun, not how to be one with the gun. And so, yeah, you're right. You get people that show up to class that have the best intentions, but their brain is just not there yet. Their mindset is not there. They're still treating that gun like it is a separate entity, and that's where you got to build them up. So they might have to take the same level class multiple times, but they'll get there. Everybody gets there if you dedicate yourself to it.
Yeah, the one thing that I've taken away from the military is always, and I will do this kind of training again at some point. And this time I will be slow in the beginning, primarily because that'll be my top speed. So there will be no increase in speed because I'll start out slow, and maybe I'll get slower as time goes on. I don't know.
Sure.
We'll see. But I mean that kind of thing. In a multiple opponent gunfight, it's not like a self defense gunfight, which is going to be over in four rounds on both sides. That's what everybody shot. Both people, four rounds. It's not going to be over in a matter of seconds. This is going to take. It can take a little bit of time, can't it?
I think it can go anywhere from it's over before you least expected it to long and drawn out, depending on all of the what ifs in life.
What ifs? I hate the what ifs.
Absolutely.
I hate playing the what if game.
Right.
Yeah, me too. What? Just out of curiosity, have you played with the Glock 43 yet?
I have not. It is going rampant on the interwebs, and I look forward to getting my hands on one. And I'm sure, come 2016, they will be very, very. They'll show his face with quite a few students in our classes for sure. I think it's going to be a very popular gun. As Magpul put it, when they released the Glock magazines, they said it's the same old boring reliability that you could expect from OEM Glock magazines. I think we're going to find that it's a Glock, and Glock seems to do pretty good on their reliability. And it's just going to be a matter of do people enjoy carrying it. I know the Shield, it's sort of going after the Shield, and the Shield is a very popular gun, and the price point is considerably less that I'm aware of. But I think it's going to be a very popular gun. I think you're going to see a lot of G42s turned in, so people can buy the G43s, but I think the G42 as well is going to stay popular with those that don't want to carry a 9mm. I'm looking forward to it.
Got a real quick question, and then I've got a question for you as an instructor. I'm being asked what do you think of competitive shooting to better build the mechanics behind becoming one with the gun, to be the ball?
Sure. Here's the best example. Rob Latham, world master, super master, I don't know what the title is, uber master of the world, handgun shooter, trained special forces. To my knowledge, not a prior military guy, but a guy who can shoot the socks off of just about anybody. So that right there tells you that the guys that are kicking doors are going to people that can run the gun really fast. There is nothing wrong with competitive shooting. However, you have to start taking that you're in a game, and there are rules, safety rules, especially the muzzle up in the air. We do a lot of our reloads with muzzle up because the gun's empty, and we've had students that have gone to competitions, and their first couple times out, they've gone to do a reload and have been disqualified for not doing anything unsafe, but doing something that was against the rules of the game. So if you can balance you're going out there working on your fundamentals, having fun, first of all, is a good one, and working on your speed and your accuracy, and most especially you're going to get a lot of multiple target engagement, go for it. But just try not to lose, try not to get too locked into those rules, because as people under stress go back to. They do resort to things that they're used to. And if you do something because of a rule that costs you a couple seconds, when you could have got that gun up and running faster, you have to find a balance to make sure you're not hurting yourself. And there is nothing wrong with competition shooting, as you just consider it as a build-on training, as in-service training for the civilian, as far as the fundamentals go. It's not tactical training. It's not defensive training. It's shooting. And that's a very, very important part of carrying a firearm.
I'm also being asked about disabled veterans. Do you do anything special for disabled veterans?
We don't have a disabled veteran program, but everybody is welcome. And we have people that are not just disabled veterans. We have all the way from 12-year-olds with their parents' permission who come out to our basic classes of just the fundamentals. We have people that have need, you know, name an injury, and they can't do certain things. Our goal as instructors is not to say, oh, that sucks for you. Our goal is to say, hey, let's find something right here, right now, what works for you. And if you've got any kind of issue, we're going to work with you. We're going to find out the best way that you can get rounds on a hostile target. And then you can identify what works and what doesn't work, and you can then start to build up a good training regimen when you're not with us.
Very good. Not going to have time to ask my question. But we'll talk about it another time. We'll talk about it another time. We've got that thing that you're looking into for me. I haven't talked to you about
right.
lately. So I do have a pertinent question that you would. Well, I'll tell you the question now. We got about 40 seconds. I'm doing a lot of heart rehab right now.
Sure.
And that's going to mean that I'm running around in things like Under Armour clothes a lot. And, you know, I can't use a paddle holster with Under Armour shorts on.
Okay.
So I'm going to be calling you, asking you about a couple of different methods of carry to see what you think about them.
Sounds good.
Very good. MDFI, Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute. TrainMDFI.com. There you can be part of the upcoming and with one of the fastest growing new trainers out there today with pertinent training, not fluff. Thank you, sir, for joining me.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Yeah, I got to figure out a way to carry. I may be buying a gun that I've owned twice before already and gotten rid of. I may have to buy another one of them. Between now and then, remember this. This has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.